Here we are. Hour four, Rosie on the house. Hey, Mike, I've heard of five-hour energy drink. Maybe we should start serving those at 6 a.m. on Saturday before we start the show.
I'm all for that.
Is there a four-hour energy drink?
Yeah, like, I doubt it.
You doubt it. Okay. Welcome, folks, to the four-hour edition of Rosie on the house. Listen, we're covering millennials today, and if you know someone in that age generation, and that's basically people that were born from 1978 to 1995, basically virtually every one of my children, with the exception of Carol.
Who classifies all this stuff?
That's a good question, Romy. Whoever does classify, some marketing department, I'm sure, but that's the people that are ages 20 to 37. And you guys, your generation has been getting a bad rap. Y'all have been known as the failure to launch generation.
And this is and consists of 28% of the country's population.
77 million kids.
Which is the highest by percent. Next behind that is the boomers.
That's me.
24%.
Yeah.
Matures, 12% being the lowest. And then Carol, the Generation Xers. Oh, no, I guess.
No, Generation X is between you and me.
Yeah, yeah, that's so, 20%.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that failure to launch,
y'all's generation has kind of earned a reputation for that, in that you haven't fully moved into the economic endeavors, and you're hanging at the house a little bit more. You're coming back after school. And you know what? We're beginning to
that
see.
That wasn't the case at our house. your house.
I don't know what it is about growing up in my house, but baby, when they get a driver's license, boom, they're gone. We raise pretty independent kids. They're like out of there as quick as they can. But we're going to be covering that this hour. And if you know someone planning on that first home purchase, we'd like to visit with them and have them give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. We're going to be talking about some of these things. But, Romy, before we go into topic, I really feel compelled to try and bring Ron in, calling from Tucson, who he held all the way through top of the hour. He's been on hold for a while. Let's see if we can bring Ron in and answer his question. Then we'll get off to our topic. Hey, good morning, Ron. Are you there?
Yeah, I don't think so. I tried getting him a couple times. I thought maybe he set his phone down during the news. I think we lost Ron.
Well, all we know about Ron is that he wanted to do an addition to his home. So, Ron, on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, we have owner advisory papers that we've done, buyer alerts, consumer guides. If you'll just go to rosieonthehouse.com and click on Rosie's Consumer Guides, there's one there on how to pick a contractor. And if more people would just follow that consumer guide, we wouldn't have near the problems we have with contractors that we do have. So it's a long process, but I can tell you this, Ron, for every hour you spend in researching your contractor, you're going to save a month trying to get out of a bad situation with a bad contractor. So it's time well spent. People ask me, okay, just give me one tip, Rosie. When picking a contractor, I've got two or three that I've got. I've got the low bid, the medium bid, and the high bid. And I tell people, look, try and separate yourself from the bid, okay? And know this, that remodeling is not a science. And there's going to be days where it isn't going to go exactly the way everyone had it planned. Maybe the inspector shows up 20 minutes earlier than we hoped he would, and we weren't quite ready for him, and he red tags us. So we got a day's delay. Maybe there's an ice storm, and the cabinets that are on their way here from Alabama are stuck in Fort Stockton. any one of a number of reasons that any one particular day of your remodel isn't going to be absolutely perfectly as planned. Okay, when you hit that bad part, that bad event in your remodeling process, just stop and ask yourself, who do I want walking up my sidewalk to solve the problem? And you know, who in the interview process built up the most amount of confidence in your frame of mind? If you would just pick that person, we'd have a whole lot less problems. A whole lot less problems. So that's one of about 14 steps that I go through in my consumer's guide.
And that's a gut instinct. So trust your gut.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about millennials. We've got callers lining up, and we're going to get to y'all's calls. I promise we will. But I want to talk a little bit about this surprise data that's coming in about how active now the millennials are in the rebate. It actually ends up being a cover story on the Arizona Republic in today's newspaper.
Which is funny because I remember about 10 years ago, a couple years after I started working at Rosie on the House, the big cover stories were how everyone exiting college, basically by age group, was moving back home.
Yeah, they were. At that time, they were. And we weren't, and y'all were graduating school through one of the worst recessions we've ever had in our entire country. So
for degrees that you could never earn enough money to pay for.
Coming out of college with a huge amount of education debt, which to me never made any sense. So there. What's really interesting in this study by the National Association of Home Builders is 3/4 of all the home closings in the last 2 years have been first-time homebuyers. This is huge. This is a huge group of people moving in to the housing sector. And Romy, these are the ones, these are the next generations of homeowners. These are the ones that Romy on the House is going to be talking to in 10 or 15 or 20 years when I'm not around anymore. So
that's all you're giving yourself?
On air.
Oh, okay. Hey, man.
So, I mean, sooner or later, I got to quit talking, right? But the generations are the matures. They're the folks that are over 70. Then there's the boomers. That's my generation, 51 to 69. Then the Generation Xers are 38 to 50, and the millennials are 20 to 37. Now, when you ask people from each of these generations what makes your generation particularly stand out, every generation thinks they're the smartest. Look at the data. The millennials think they're the smartest. The Gen Xs think they're the smartest. The boomers think they're the smartest. And the silent mature think they're the smartest. Now, only one of those generations can be right. Right?
Right.
I thought that was a funny statistic.
I experience goes a long way. I would look higher up that chain.
Now, look, we have assumed that your failure to launch generation that wasn't buying the house, when they were going to buy the house, the entire home building industry was assuming that y'all wanted condos in the city center where you could walk to your place of employment.
The urban sprawl was really dying out.
Yes.
People were getting tired of long commutes.
Come back in. You wanted to be right in the heart of the nightlife and the activities.
It was the trendier, greener thing to do because it cut down transportation.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot of great projects right here in Phoenix as well as Tucson that, projects were built to infill that downtown area.
And now 10 years later after doing it, they all went out.
These buyers, these millennials,
get me out of the city,
are all saying they want the suburbs. They want a freestanding, independent home of about 2,500 square feet with a lot, a backyard, a fence, where they can have a pet and a little elbow room. So we're right back where we were in the 70s. I don't know. I'd like to talk to a couple of the millennials that are out there buying. If you've never bought a home and you want to buy a home, give us a ring and let's talk. 1-888-767-4348. But right now, let's see if we can take Brian, who's been patiently holding, see if we can answer his question calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. Super good. What do you got going this morning?
I got a metal 80s double wide trailer.
Okay.
And I want to replumb it.
Okay.
It's got that old white poly, you know what I'm talking about, that pipe.
Uh-huh. And you want to replumb it yourself?
No, I'm looking for recommendations to get somebody to come out and give me a guesstimate.
Yeah. Well, there'd be three plumbers, and a great thing about being in a modular home like yours is that it's so easy to access all of the plumbing lines. It's a lot easier to replumb something like that than it is that a home mounted on a slab. But we've got Babcock Plumbing, we've got Thunderbird Plumbing, and, of course, we've got Ben Franklin Plumbing. Those would be three great plumbing choices for you. And you can find any one of those by going to rosieonthehouse.com. When you go to rosieonthehouse.com, they have the choice of picking Phoenix, Tucson, Casa Grande, Sedona, Prescott, Flagstaff, and what?
Green Valley.
And you just pick the area you live in. Now, this new website you're building, Romy, is that automatically going to know where there are?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
But it's going to be a lot more selective.
Okay.
Talking to our plumbers this week, Babcock doesn't like to go west of 17, and Thunderbird Plumbing doesn't like to go east of 17.
And Ben Franklin covers it all.
Well, and because they've got multiple locations,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
So it will help customize the search option a little bit better. So if somebody west of 17 pops up, it'll only show plumbers that service that side. That Phoenix and Tucson are just so big, it's gone beyond where a lot of small mom pops, which is the heartbeat of Rosie on the House, or the small mom pops, beyond their comfortable travel radius.
Okay.
So it'll help localize it even more.
Even more. It's the number one contractor referral directory in the state. And I mean, that's beating out all the nationals and all the other local competitors. And now we're even going to make it bigger, badder, stronger, and more effective.
And what it'll also help are people that are snowbirds or have a second home. They'll be able to manage both of those if they're in the state. You know, you got a summer cabin up in Munns Park and you live in Mesa.
Yeah.
You'll be able to manage both those properties
Perfect.
In one location.